You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited about today's topic because we are talking about something that is so near and dear to my heart, something that I'm very passionate about. And we're talking about hospitality. Well, actually, we're talking about food, faith, and hospitality. And I will say faith and hospitality are two things I'm passionate about. Food, not so much. If you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, you know that I am not a foodie. I eat to survive, and that's about it. Though I do enjoy a good steak or good sushi every now and then. But other than that, I just eat because I'm required to eat in order to survive. But I have someone with me who really does enjoy food as well as faith and hospitality. Her name is Annie Boyd, and she has co-authored a book called The Gathering Table, and it's Growing Strong Relationships Through Food, Faith, and Hospitality. So Annie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Yvette. I'm so excited to be here, and I've listened to you for a long time, and this is just a real honor to share a project with you today.
Well, thank you. I was so excited when you emailed me a while back. Now, we've talked and emailed for the last couple of years, and you've actually written a couple of blog posts for Schoolhouse Rock. So you are a writer, which I am not. I would much rather sit in front of a microphone and talk than to actually have to put pen to paper and write out my thoughts. But you are one who really does enjoy writing. And so you've co-authored this book, The Gathering Table. Tell us about the book and about your family as a whole who came together to write this book.
Okay, so I wrote this book with four other women from my family, my mom and my sister, and then my two sisters-in-law. And it actually was just a family project that turned into a book.
Yeah, so yeah. Cool. You have a very tight-knit family. It's really fun in the book. You have pictures of your entire family together, and it's really neat to see all of you together. And you just, you look like one of those families that you'd see in a picture frame somewhere.
Oh, okay. It looks well. And that's just a snapshot, but imagine we're very real people with lots of varied personalities, very noisy, typical family.
Yep. I'm sure. And you all come from Iowa, right? Iowa?
Yes.
You're farm people, right?
Yes.
But now you're a city girl, kind of.
Kind of, yes. So, my family is from Southwest Iowa, and we are from a farm there that produces soybeans, corn, and beef cattle. So that's my dad and my brother's profession.
Wow.
And you'll see that in the book, that what an Iowa farm looks like. But interestingly enough, in the middle of this project, my husband was transferred to California. So it's become even more precious to us because it captured a time when we were all living closer together.
Yeah.
Now we live in Southern California, and it's a smaller city, but yes, more urban than what my extended family experiences on a day-to-day basis, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fun. And you are a homeschool mama. So you're homeschooling your five kiddos.
Yeah. We just started our 11th year of homeschooling.
Yep. Yes. You're just 1 year ahead of me. So that is exciting. Well, let's kind of jump into this book, because we are a family who has been the recipients of hospitality more times than we can count over the last few years as we've traveled. And for the most part, every family we have stayed with who's opened their homes up to us have been Christians. And most of those people have been homeschooling families. And it's been so exciting to see just how the body of Christ has come together to open up their homes and their lives to us and just said, come on in, come and eat with us, come and fellowship with us. And it is one of my favorite things. We now have friends literally all over the country because of hospitality. And the Bible has a lot to say, actually, about hospitality. And so I would love for you to talk about just the command of hospitality and using the things that the Lord has blessed us with in order to bless and serve other people in our lives and in our communities.
Yes, I like that you use the word command, because hospitality is not easy. Right. It can be really simple, and we give a lot of simple ideas in the book, but it's not natural and it's not always easy. And so the Lord has had to command us to do it, you know, things mm-hmm. that we don't just think of on our own. He points out in scripture that we need to do them. I think of the verse in 1 Peter that talks about practicing hospitality without grumbling. Mm-hmm. And so again, the Lord knows that it can be challenging and that we have to have a good attitude with it.
Right.
But as we write about in the book, it's so powerful for building relationships and ultimately for sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
And so, and that's what we found over our year of gatherings that we write about in the book.
Yeah. So, love that. So yeah. Can you give some specifics on how we as families can really show the love of Christ through simple hospitality? And I like that you say simple, because it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be, you know, a full spread of fine china and tablecloths and teacups and stuff. Like, you can really make it simple, but how can we show the love of Christ to others through hospitality?
Well, I think that you meet people where they have a need. And so one of the chapters that we have is called The Real Tailgate Party. We do this every fall in Iowa during the harvest time when the men are in the fields harvesting the soybeans and corn. They're there all hours of the day. It's an absolute sprint to get the crops out of the field when the weather conditions are right. And so they're just not able to come home for a meal, but yet they're hungry and tired and they get worn down and depleted from all the hard work. And so we take meals to them. Hmm. It's just kind of a picture of seeing a need and being able to meet that. Of course, a lot of families aren't going to have a farming scenario in their life.
Right.
But if you can have that idea and ask the Lord to open your eyes to what is that person's need? Yeah. And how can I meet that through food or fellowship or just reaching out to them and saying, I see you, I see your need, and I want to meet that, be the hands of Christ. It can be in so many different ways that we show hospitality, but the main thing is serving others.
Well, and I like that you say looking for ways to do that, looking for the need, because we, if we're intentional about looking for the needs, we're always going to find them in front of us. It doesn't matter where we live, what kind of lifestyle we live, if we're living on a farm or living in the middle of the city. If mm-hmm. we're intentional about seeking out the need that other people have for hospitality and fellowship and food, we will always find that, especially within the body of Christ. You know, go to church and just, you know, as homeschool moms, you know, find that maybe younger homeschool mom or maybe not younger homeschool mom and just say, hey, you know, you want to come over for a play date? We can have tea. The kids can play. You know, maybe mm-hmm. we can have a book club. I mean, there just are so many ways that we can reach others through serving them, but you have to seek it out sometimes, because it's not like people are going to usually say, hey, can I come over to your house and have tea? Can you invite me over? You know, it has to be initiated on our end. And there are definitely a lot of opportunities and ways that we can find to do that.
Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
I know that your family works together kind of to accomplish your goals of hospitality. How do you go about doing that, especially since you have such a large family?
I learned early on that it's never going to look perfect. The house is never going to be perfectly clean and the food's never going to be perfect. But if they can learn the practice of hospitality that we're taught in Romans, you know, mm-hmm. the Lord says to practice hospitality. So that means you know, work at it a little bit until you get better. For example, yesterday a family came over, and so we just did a real quick clean tidy of the house before they came. And I try to talk to the kids about, you are showing value to your friends by putting your toys away, making a restful place for them. It conveys the message of you're special, and I want to give you a, you know, relaxed and comfortable place to be for a few hours, basically involving them in thinking through how we can make a nice place for our friends and having them join into the effort of getting ready for friends.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, just even walking through, you know, when the doorbell rings, can you say, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. Come in. You know, here's where we keep the toys. Would you like a glass of water? You know, just kind of training them with the words to say and how to convey that we're so glad that our friends are here.
Right. And I think we've lost that in our culture so much. Like, we're just in such a fast paced world that, you know, oh, come on in, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And instead of really showing attention to a person when they walk into our home and just showing like, you're what matters most right now. You know what? The laundry can wait. The cooking can wait. The cleaning of the dishes can wait. Yeah. So I would imagine that with 10 kids and a bunch of adults, people don't always have a great attitude about showing hospitality or about the work that goes into showing hospitality. And so, you know, I know with our girls, we really try to guide them towards being joyful and serving the Lord, no matter what he's asking you to do. How do you go about instilling that joyfulness in your kids, especially when showing hospitality to others? Because, you know, it's hard sometimes to bring people into your home, especially if you're an introvert. If you, you know, if you or your kids are introverts, it's hard to open up your home to people and share your toys with them. You know, and I'm talking about even from itty bitty kids to teenagers. You don't necessarily want to share your toys and share the cookies and share all these things with them. And so how have you encouraged that in your kids to just open up their homes, open up their hearts, and just have an attitude of joyfulness while serving others through hospitality?
Yeah, well, it's not easy. And it's definitely involves training. But I mean, again, it can be really simple, but those are attitudes that we have to work on constantly. And I'm also one that it's easier to not show hospitality. So I understand that it takes work and it takes a good attitude that you have to try with. But in 1 Peter 4, it talks about showing hospitality without grumbling. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the Lord's words are better than mine. They can change kids' hearts. So I talk to them about that verse. You know, this is how we show love to people. This is how we practically show who Christ is to people by sharing, by opening up our home, having them in. And it's just a really good lesson to the kids that we can share the things that we've been given.
Yeah.
We can help clean up our house. Maybe when they leave, there's still toys out. And I say, look, we're still doing hospitality because we're serving our friends by picking up those toys, you know, because you get the, well, I didn't get that out.
Right.
I know. And then always just reminding them, remember when we went to their house and they shared their toys with us? And, you know, now we all, it's a circle that goes around.
Sure.
We receive hospitality and we give it. So.
Yeah. And I think teaching our kids that the things they have don't in reality belong to them anyway. You know, I mean, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Everything that we have is from him and for him. And it all ultimately belongs to him. And so how are we using the things that he's blessed us with to be a blessing to other people and to meet the needs of others? How do you go about treasuring your family and building up your spiritual identity and who you are as a family through hospitality and serving others?
Well, the last chapter really takes a deep dive into identity. And our last event of our year of our little experiment of what gatherings would be like landed on the Super Bowl. And so we were all watching the game and, you know, I'm using the word watching because it's more about
it was
the,
on you know, while you were hanging out.
Right. It's like more about the fun food. And for us, the commercials are always fun. And so that year there was a commercial with Paul Harvey and it was called So God Made a Farmer. And through that commercial, he was going through how God uses farmers to take care of the earth that he so beautifully created. And it just, it was so touching.
I remember this commercial.
I'm sure if you Google it, it'll pop right up, you know, it was for some truck company.
Right. Right.
Anyway, the whole room got quiet and afterwards we all talked about that was our favorite commercial. It just really saw who the American farmer was and it valued them. And
yeah,
and it just kind of led to a discussion of identity, because that night we were kind of celebrating being Americans watching mm-hmm. the Super Bowl. And then we kind of got to celebrate being a farm family because of that commercial. But then as we continued talking that night, and then as we wrote that chapter, we really wanted to focus on the only identity that really matters is our identity in Christ. Mm-hmm. Because as I was sharing with you earlier, you know, your location in life can change.
Yep.
I very unexpectedly moved to California 3 years ago, and here I'd been a Midwest girl my whole life.
Right.
Or your health can change, or we're living in a time in America where things are changing so rapidly that mm-hmm. if we are placing our identity on anything but our faith in Christ, it's not a solid rock to be building our identity on.
Right. It's interesting to just take a look at each individual family, and you know, your family who comes from a farm, you come from the farming life. And that's something that I don't know anything about. In my fantasies, I want to live on a farm. I was just talking to my daughter about this the other day. I said, I want to live on a farm, and I want to have animals, and I want to have crops and gardens and such, but I don't want to have to take care of any of them. I'll take care of the food. I'm okay with that. I don't want to take care of the animals. I'm not an animal person. I like going to the zoo and seeing them behind cages, but I don't want to actually have to take care of the animals. So, you know, but you come from a world that's completely different than the world I come from. I come from the city, and I don't know anything about farming. But God allows us to take the different, our different lifestyles, and be able to bring our families together to really show that our identity is in Him. It doesn't matter who we are, where we are, what our living situation is, whether we live in a high-rise building in New York or on a farm in Iowa. Our identity is the same in Christ. And so He is good to be able to use where He's put us in this world to be able to meet the needs of other people and be able to show His love and His graciousness and His goodness to others through hospitality and through food. And so as part of this book, you have tons of really great recipes that are in here, which is very exciting to me, and beautiful pictures. I mean, I'm just in awe of how this whole book, you open it up, it's like a coffee table book. I mean, it's just beautiful. And I want those pictures to just jump onto my table and become reality without me having to prepare the food. But I will do it. If you come over to my house, I will make you something amazing. That amazing thing might be a rotisserie chicken from Costco. But
exactly. And like I was saying before, you just use your own skill set, your own situation, and that's the springboard. You jump off of that. So
yes,
if you don't love cooking, just pick out some really fun things at the grocery store and go with that. And we've got a few events where we really didn't do much cooking at all. And it's not really, the food is just a tool. It's not really about the food.
Right. Yes. That's right. Exactly. Can you use TV dinners and just scrape them onto a plate and make it look like you actually worked really hard to prepare these?
Meals? I don't.
I'm just kidding. I have never done that. Yeah. And if you come to my house, I will not do that to you. I promise. But anyway, well, this book is amazing. I'm very excited about it. And I think it's going to be just a great encouragement to so many people. It's called The Gathering Table, Growing Strong Relationships Through Food, Faith, and Hospitality. And it's by The Gingham Apron. So you can visit their website. Is it thegingamapron.com?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Thegingamapron.com. And when is the book available?
You can pre-order now. And we've even got some pre-order gifts on our website.
Okay.
And those are pretty fun. And then it comes out on October 6th.
Okay. Very exciting. We will put links to this in the show notes as well. Thank you for joining me today on the podcast. And thank you guys for listening. I love knowing that you're on the other side of this microphone and being encouraged by the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. So make sure you share this with a friend and leave a review. If you can find a few minutes in your day today, go on iTunes and leave a review for the podcast. We would love that. So have a fantastic day, you guys. And we will see you back here next week. Bye.